Hi, this is Jessica. I write a column called The Binge, which is about the new television series, and it comes out every Friday in the Weekender section of Business World. Now, I usually do new series like Broad City or Fargo or, you know, even Hannibal, which completely weirded me out. But anyway, this week I decided to rewatch one of my all-time favorite TV shows, as in a tie with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is HBO's Deadwood, the series by David Milch, which ran from 2004 to 2006. And then, you know, every year there's a rumor that a movie's going to be made, which makes Deadwood fans very happy, and then no movie shows up. But anyway, if you're rich, could you please throw money at David Milch so that we can get closure at last and get the two Deadwood movies that we were promised ages ago? But anyway, I watched Deadwood again, and so I was happy to write about it. But the thing is, you cannot discuss Deadwood without discussing the expletives, you know, the abundance of profanity on the series. And Milch has... Oh, that's my cat, Drogon, that you hear in the background. Milch explained that this was a deliberate anachronism because if people cussed a lot during the Deadwood period, especially if they were living in Deadwood during the Gold Rush. But then if they used the 19th century cuss words, they would sound like, you know, tarnation news trumpet. So that would be funny instead of getting the desired effect, which is, you know, to emphasize the lawlessness of the place and the general lack of civil society. So instead of using 19th century cuss words, he used contemporary cuss words like the most used one, which is fuck, which was uttered more than 1.5 times a minute on Deadwood, and then cocksucker, which is the favorite term for describing anyone practically who set foot in the town. Anyway, so I wrote my review, and since I'm accustomed to writing for daily broadsheets, I asked to risk out all the cuss words. And then I got this email from my editor, Lali, and she said, you know, we don't have to asterisk anything out because we're not a family-friendly newspaper. So if you like, you know, you can spell it out if you're okay with it. And I thought, fuck yeah. And so this is why if you open Business World's Weekender today, you will see a lot of fuck going on in my fucking review of Deadwood. So go ahead and enjoy the review, but if small children are around, could you either hide Business World or explain to them, you know, what fuck means, okay? So enjoy.